G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around this beautiful country. Trust you're ready for a really interesting show this week. Reason being, Jude has lined up an interview with Archbishop Julian Porteous, Archbishop of Hobart and a man passionate about evangelization. I am so primed to hear from Archbishop Julian.
Yeah, me too, Dave. I had the great honour of meeting him when he came to Sydney for the Proclaim conference recently. Him and a whole lot of other people too, who we were able to interview. But in particular, being able to speak to Archbishop Julian was a great joy. He's a man passionate about evangelization. We spoke about the conference and we also spoke about his new book, which is actually all about evangelization. So really looking forward to that interview later in the show.
Well, I'm sure he'll have plenty of insightful things to say about sharing our faith in Jesus. I just can't wait. But that's not all we've got on the show today, Jude.
That's right, mate. A lot and more, isn't
while there? We hear from Archbishop Julian in the middle of the show, we will, of course, be hearing from many of our regular presenters who are primed to give us a weekly dose of inputs to help us embrace discipleship with Jesus.
That's right, mate. We've got Sister Hilda. She's going to join us from the Abbey, of course. Trish McCarthy will have some brilliant tips for living well. According to the scriptures, hot on the heels of her return from done a stint of evangelization over there in the South Pacific.
Wow.
Yeah. So looking forward to hearing from her. We're also, mate, going to hear from Rob Falzon from Men Alive. We haven't heard from Rob for a while, and he's going to give us a little segment really asking the question, where have all the men gone? And asking men to step up into their roles in society and in families and in church to make a difference in their world. Love Rob Falzon. He's a champion bloke.
Good fella. We're also going to hear from Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love and Marilyn Rodriguez. She has a brilliant segment this week sharing Pope Francis's top 10 tips for happiness.
So strap yourselves in. We're going to kick off with a gospel reflection this week. And his gospel reflection is on Matthew 18, 21 to 35 for the 24th Sunday in ordinary time.
That'll be followed by a top little song from Brooke Fraser, one of a number of brilliant songs Nick has chosen for the day. So thanks for that, Nick. So let's get into it. Whether you're listening in your car via live streaming or if you're tuning in via podcast, it's great to have you listening to this week's show.
Sure is. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
Have you ever noticed how the commandments that we hear most often are the ones we have the hardest time fulfilling? Take today's second reading from Romans 13 as an example. We all have to deal with people who try our patience or rub us the wrong way. Then there's the pull of the world, urging us towards a self-centered approach to life. And all the time, we hear in the back of our minds Jesus telling us to love one another, even to prefer one another to ourselves. This is a demanding call. Like Jesus, we should seek to serve instead of being served. He asks us to take the lowest place at the banquet. He even warns us that if we seek to be first, we will be last. But if we seek to be last, we will be first. In today's reading for the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, God is inviting us to do a little self-examination. How have I done lately in loving my neighbour as myself? Have I said hurtful things about another person? Or maybe I failed to defend a friend or judge someone unfairly. Or perhaps I neglected to help a friend who needed me because it was inconvenient. These are uncomfortable questions to ask, to be sure. But God knows your heart. He knows how much you want to do good, even though you fail at times. He also knows that He has placed His Spirit in you to give you divine strength and to make changes that seem impossible. So don't be afraid to open up to Him and ask Him to help you. Remember, God is love, and that love is generous and overflowing. Let Him love you, and you'll find yourself loving other people more and more. Heavenly Father, forgive me for putting myself first. By your Spirit, teach me how to love. Father, unite all your children as one. Amen.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey. You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
Many of you will have heard about that wonderful Lutheran evangelist, Corrie ten Boom. She and her sister Betsy were in prison during the last war for harbouring Jews, and her own elderly father was executed for the same offence. In her autobiography, she tells a very moving story from her childhood. Something had happened at school, and Corrie sensed that it was the kind of thing you needed to be careful about, so she quietly asked her teacher. The teacher was embarrassed and gave her an evasive answer. She went home and asked her mother, and got the same response. And then, one day, sitting on the train with her father going into Amsterdam, he was a clockmaker and so was taking his goods and chattels into the capital city there. She asked him about it. He sat very quietly, and as they were getting out of the train, he said to her, "Corrie, will you carry my bag for me?" She said, but Papa, it's too heavy for me. I'm only a little girl." He smilingly and lovingly took the bag from her and said, "That's right, Corrie. There are some things in life that are too heavy and too hard for you to understand right now. You must let me carry them and understand them until you're ready." Listeners, aren't there things sometimes, however small, that are too heavy for us to carry? Even the littlest things some days are impossible for us. And you and I fall to our knees and we call out to our loving Father in heaven. We pour out that we can't do X, Y, Z, that we can't go through the rest of this day, that if the certain relationship doesn't sort itself out, we're going to go mad, whatever. And we feel ashamed that we have to ask for that help. And yet, here is the loving Father who waits for our cry, who wants to hear us. Would that every day you and I would give God the joy of being our Father. Every day we would allow Him to carry, to live what we can't carry and what we can't live, just until we're ready.
Welcome back. You're tuned to The Journey. We just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her Wisdom from the Abbey. And this week she gave us a wonderful reflection based on Corrie ten Boom's writings.
Big cheerio to all the new listeners to this week's Journey after they heard about the show at the recent Proclaim Conference. Now, there were people from all over Australia at that, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, quite a few people from the States, and lots of people were intrigued about the show. They were coming up and grabbing the cards and the flyers and really keen to listen in, Dave. And there's a number of them, as we said, who are going to be speaking about their experience at the conference a little bit later on in the interviews that we've got lined up.
Great to have our new listeners on board each week, live on air, streaming or via podcast. You can go to www.radio.dow.org.au. And as we always say, Jude, if it's not playing in your region yet, give your local Christian radio station a call.
That's exactly right, mate. We want this playing right around the country, and plenty of people do. It's a fantastic show. It's really a show about Christian unity and making sure that people right around the country are hearing all the wonderful things that a number of people in the church have got to say about walking daily with Jesus. Coming up, we've got Radiance by United Pursuit Band, and after that, it'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy with her Milk and Honey segment for Living a Life to the Fullest. This week, she's talking to us about our eyes and how we use them.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
There's a song here, there's a song here. Let it rise in our hearts now. We are His joy. There's a radiance overtaking us. It's His light breaking through darkness. His kingdom come. So let go of all your fear and come running. You came in the cloud and fire and you'll come again. Oh, He's giving us more. There's a people, chosen people, living out God's kingdom on the earth now. We are the holy ones. There's a boldness and a passion rising up, desiring release now. A holy radiance.
Time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
In Matthew chapter 6, it says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light." This may be referring to the important aspect of perception, how we see or view life, God, our experiences, our emotions, and even ourselves. These things of memory, emotions, and past experiences influence what we see at any given time. The eye, in fact, is a tool which the brain and our being uses to perceive. You may have heard the saying, our eyes are the window to the soul. In fact, just the other day I had someone comment in a positive, encouraging way that they could see my soul when they looked into my eyes. This would be true not only for how we see things, but what others see in us. Our eyes, both physically and metaphorically, have profound value. I believe not only can you experience something of the well-being of a person's soul in and through their eyes, but also a reflection of their physical well-being. Clear, bright eyes are the body's combinational sign of good nutrition, good thoughts, and deep inner peace. Take some time today to look into your own eyes and evaluate what they reflect. Note some of their characteristics and what they might mean. You may even wish to put some small changes in your lifestyle, like cutting out excess sugar, getting more sleep, changing your perspective, attitude, or thoughts, drinking more water, And in doing so, note the difference reflected in your eyes, if any, over a number of weeks.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
From wanting to be loved, from wanting to be praised by all, from needing to be first, from finding all my worth in this world, from wanting to be seen, from constant worrying about myself. Deliver me from validating words that only seem to serve a heart that's proud, and all my self-esteem dressed up in vanity and doubt. From wondering if I am relevant and liked, oh God, to live.
Listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show today, wherever you are, right around the country. Again, a really big welcome to all of our new listeners in Port Macquarie, those tuning in down at Bendigo, in the Illawarra, Sydney, Gippsland, or Wirradonga, in fact, all over the place. Lots of people listening in via live streaming and via podcast. It's great to have you listening in wherever you are.
Now, Jude, we need to cut to the chase a bit here so we can get into the interview. You were lucky enough to get with Archbishop Julian and a number of people who were at the recent Proclaim 2014 conference in Sydney.
Yeah, got to be honest, Dave, it was a real honour to be able to meet with Archbishop Julian and to speak with him about the conference, but also about his new book that he's written on evangelisation and the way that we make faith relevant to people in our modern world. We also had the chance as part of that to speak to a variety of people over the course of the 3 or 4 days, just to get some of the insights about the impact of the conference for them and some of their hopes as they walking away from the conference and the things that they were hearing from these keynotes. You'll remember the conference was based around the book Rebuilt, where Father Michael White and Tom Corcoran have written a book that shows how they transformed their parish in America, and in particular, how they went to school on a whole lot of the things that some of the big evangelical churches were doing in the States, and how they shared that wisdom with these guys from the Catholic Church.
Okay, let's get into it. Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
I'm here with Archbishop Julian Porteous, Archbishop of Hobart, and he's joined me at the Proclaim Conference. Archbishop Julian, thanks very much for joining us on The Journey.
It's a pleasure.
Archbishop Julian, what have you thought of the Proclaim Conference?
It's been a very inspiring conference, I think, for all the people who have come to attend it. The focus of the conference has been very much on the question of how we can rebuild, re-energize, if you like, our parishes. And it was very good the other day. We had representatives from other churches talking about their own challenges in this regard. So I think one of the things that's very evident is that Christian people generally are asking, how can we strengthen and build up our base communities, which are our parishes?
Archbishop, it was a wonderful thing, as you said, to have people from the Baptist Church, from the Anglican Church and from the Pentecostal Church come to speak to a room full of Catholic leaders about what they're doing well, but also what they're finding challenging. Hasn't ecumenism come a long way?
It certainly has. And I think the encouraging thing for everyone there was the fact that we're facing the same sorts of challenges. And because it's the same society that we're all in and the same challenges that we're meeting in terms of the influences on people's lives, the busyness of life, all those sorts of things which are really making it a new challenge for us to find out ways in which we can encourage people to live their faith and particularly to live it within our basic communities, our parish communities.
Bishop Julian, thank you very much for joining us.
Jude, it's been a pleasure to be with you and to have this reflection together, and I look forward to further opportunities.
Hi, my name is Laura and I'm from XT3.com. We came to Proclaim because we have a stall and we're giving out goodies and signing people up to XT3. We're really impressed by Proclaim. We've come each year and we really hope that from Proclaim people can learn to evangelize, get great ideas for their ministry, and we're actually recording the talks for XT3. So we just want to make sure that as many people hear these talks as possible and share the good news that is Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Mike Humphreys. I'm from the Archdiocese of Brisbane. I'm here at Proclaim because I want to network with other people who are interested in the mission and evangelization. And my real hope for Proclaim is that as a church we can become more proactive in reaching out to others and finding new ways to engage with that and to energize and inspire others.
Hi, my name is Pina Ford. I'm from Perth in WA. I came to the Proclaim Conference because I want to just keep abreast of what's happening nationally, and I'm really interested in the book Rebuilt. I have been impressed by that book as a conversation starter, perhaps not as the final word, for the needs in our parishes. I hope that Proclaim 2014 helps me and the church and parishes to really understand what their mission is and to be evangelising, to have an open door, be interested in the people who are out there and do their best to connect with them.
My name's Martin Tulin. I'm the National Director for Catholic Mission. I've come to Proclaim because I think the Rebuilt program is the most important opportunity for the church to rebuild its parishes in the last decade or so. And I think it's got huge potential if people take it up. I'm just looking forward to being part of a whole movement of the church and a revival of the church through its parishes starting in 2014.
Hi, my name's Scott. I'm from Emmanuel Community in Brisbane. I coordinate Ignite Youth for them. I came to Proclaim because I think that it is so exciting when Catholics who are on fire and really want to see change in our world and really want to evangelize people and reach out to people who need Jesus the most to actually come together and network and share. And I hope that Proclaim 2014 helps me to connect with more people and learn from more people about simple but effective ways to evangelize.
Hi, my name is Lena. I'm from Melbourne and I came to Proclaim to help people evangelize. I hope that Proclaim 2014 helps me to help the church and the parish that I belong to really do something really worthwhile and make a difference in life.
Hi, my name is Sister Kate. I'm from the Missionaries of God's Love Sisters. I came to Proclaim because I'm really interested in evangelization and the renewal of the Australian church. I've been really impressed by the vision of Father Michael and Tom in what they have done in the parish and the courage that they've had to be able to ask some hard questions and take some definite positive steps to renewal.
Hi, My name's Darren McDowell. I'm the coordinator of adult faith formation for the Diocese of Wollongong. Really enjoying being here at Proclaim. Really to look at ways that I can help support the diocese and parishes in renewing their life, renewing their community. Been really impressed by the opening address, really looking at focusing on the unchurched, focusing on the weekend, and really trying to understand who and what, why we do what we do.
Hi, my name is Robert Heaney from the Catholic Weekly. I came to Proclaim because I was excited about the idea of parish growth, of parish renewal. Been really encouraged so far from the opening talk. I've bought the book, actually, but I've yet to read it, so based on the strength of the talk, I'm really keen to get into the text as well. And I hope that Proclaim 2014 helps me and the church and parishes to find the people out there who desperately need them and who are looking for the word of Christ.
Hi, I'm Greg Willits from the Archdiocese of Denver in the United States. And I came to the Proclaim conference to give a workshop talking about new evangelization. And I've been really impressed by the community of Catholics in the Archdiocese of Sydney. And I hope that Proclaim 2014 helps me and the church parishes to be able to better know our faith, live our faith, and share our faith.
More interviews from the Proclaim Conference after the break. Now, though, here's Emma Fradd with Confirmed and Engraved.